It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. I hope you are all of the things. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer holding it down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to my main man holding it down here in Atlanta with me, Julani Salters. And thank you to everybody listening all over North America. How can you listen to the show? Easy. On the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, on SiriusXM channel 375, and a smart speaker if you got one. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day. We've had some news that has come on down the pipe. The Lakers, the most valuable sports franchise on planet Earth, were just sold for $10 billion. Yeah, the Buss family, yeah, they said, hey, you can, Guggenheim, you can go ahead and have it. Looks like Shador Sanders got in a little bit of trouble. Man, speaking of trouble, this is a positive last night. Not for me. The Stanley Cup is done. The Panthers are hoisting the cup. Though they have hoisted the cup. Now they're probably drinking out of it, sleeping out of it, bathing their kids in it. Oh, man. Wild stuff. Anyway, yeah, the Panthers beat the Oilers again in the case of deja vu. Smacked them 5-1 last night. We got a little bit of an update on Tyrese Halliburton, as we got another game of the NBA Finals tomorrow. Jair Alexander is now a member of the Baltimore Ravens. And we were live on the air last night. Caitlin Clark was out here a little scrappy last night. Sophie Cunningham, her teammate, scrappy on her behalf. What a wild, wild world that we live in. So we got a lot of things to discuss. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. It's real simple. Here's the phone number. You ready? I'll tell you to write it down, but is that still relevant? I know people still write things down, but punch it in your phone. Remember it. It's real simple. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And if you want to call, you can do that as well. Here's the number. 888-710-4ISN. You want to hit me up online? I'm there too. At JR Sport Brief. Might as well double up with you folks. Wow. What a world that we live in. The Lakers are no longer owned by the Buss family. The Lakers are now owned by Mark Walter of Guggenheim Partners, the same folks who own the Los Angeles Dodgers. This is like a L.A. takeover if I ever seen one. Oh, by the way, it is Wednesday. Every Wednesday I bring you a new top six list. And today, the top six list, we're going to take a look, appropriately so, at some of the best sports cities on planet Earth. Well, not Earth, the USA. No disrespect to people in Canada. I love Toronto. I love you, Toronto, but you're not on this list. That top six list is coming your way in 2 hours from now. And let me just give you a preview. Yes, Los Angeles is on the list. People talk about the beaches, the hills, the mountains, the glitz, the glamour, all the Hollywood. The Lakers are part of the fabric of Los Angeles. They are. Dr. Jerry Buss, God rest his soul. This man passed away in 2013. The Lakers were bought in 1979. This man got his hands on the Los Angeles Lakers. They were the most, and I think the dollar amount right now pretty much speaks to it. They were the most successful sports franchises on planet Earth. This is a team right now with 17 NBA championships. No disrespect to the Boston Celtics out there. The Celtics now have 18. No, the Lakers are waiting to catch them soon. Every now and then they go just back and forth and back and forth. It's hard to think about the Lakers not being owned by the Buss family. We know his daughter Jeannie took over. The Lakers, since his takeover, they've been one of the most successful ever. 11 championships since he purchased the team. He's had some of the best players, and I guess it can be easy. When you're in Los Angeles, I guess it can be easy when you got Hollywood right there? You got Magic. You got Kareem. And Jerry West at the time. Kobe Bryant. Shaquille O'Neal. Now you got LeBron James. Now you also have Luka Doncic. I mean, this would be the ideal time to move forward. And so the Los Angeles Lakers, because at what point, if you're Jeannie Buss, Jeannie Buss is not an old woman. I don't want to be disrespectful of Jeannie Buss. She can't be past about 60 years old. And she is. She's 63 years old. She got rid of this team for $10 billion. When you think about Buss, when he bought the Lakers in 1979, he bought them and the arena that they used to play in, the Great Western Forum, the L.A. Forum, is going through many names. He bought them for $67 million. Jerry Buss is not here. He's been gone for 12 years. His daughter, Jeannie Buss, with the opportunity to walk away with 10 bill, and I don't care if she's not going to get all 10 bill, but damn it, she has moved the hell on up. And when you think about some of the most valuable sports franchises on earth, the Washington Commanders, they just sold for $6 billion, okay? When Daniel Snyder had to go ahead and give them on up, jackass he is. You think about the Boston Celtics, they just got moved, not officially yet, $6 billion. What a surprise right now, huh? Not at all. That the Los Angeles Lakers just moved for 10. And so I say this all the time. When you think about some of these cheapskate owners and what they spend and what they don't spend, the valuations of their teams, the valuations of their franchises, they don't do anything but get higher and higher and higher. And you are in rarefied air when you start talking about Lakers and Cowboys and Yankees and, damn it, the Celtics. Okay, they move. Steinbrenner said, yeah, we're not moving the Yankees out the family. They're a whole family. Sisters-in-laws, and George has a daughter. Hey, they're not moving. Even one of the sons, unfortunately, passed away years ago. We know Jerry Jones is not moving the Dallas Cowboys. This is like his baby, his pet project. And damn it, his sons are probably going to keep it, too. And Steven ain't moving that unless he wants to disappear off the face of the earth and says, screw the Cowboys. But I'm not surprised that Jeannie Buss has moved off of this team. Why do work when you can make money and just vacation for however much is left in your life? I mean, when you're 63 years old, the world is your oyster. She can hang out in Hollywood. She might still have a small portion of the team. She could show up whenever she wants. God bless her. Just a little bit of a surprise to see the Los Angeles Lakers have just been sold on a Wednesday afternoon to the guys right down the block, Mark Walter and Guggenheim Partners. And you know, I got to say this. If you're a fan of the Los Angeles Lakers, of course, you're always worried about the great unknown. What happens when a new owner comes in and decides to redecorate? What happens when a new owner comes in? Is that owner going to spend? Is that owner going to be a spendthrift? Is that owner? You have no idea. I wouldn't worry about it if the guy taking over my team also own the Dodgers. I wouldn't worry about it if the guy who owns my team just gave Shohei Ohtani a $700 million contract and said, oh yeah, why the hell not? Let's just pay you for the next 20 years. I wouldn't be mad if the guy who now owns my team basically has taken up marketplace in Japan with all of the players that he's brought over. Not just Shohei, Sasaki, Yamamoto. Like, what are we doing here? The collaborations between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Dodgers from a marketing standpoint, in addition to reaching out to a new market in Japan, is crazy. The Lakers for years have been operating as big of a brand as they are. You hear it all the time. The Lakers are a family business. They're run like a mom and pop. They might be super luxury. They might have the celebrities courtside. They're like your neighborhood grocery store. How's this going to be different? Is this changing things for LeBron James? Probably not. He's like, oh, man, great. I got a richer business partner to work with. He's probably still going to opt in or maybe even look for an extension. I'm not mad at the guy. And if you're Luca, you're just kind of shrugging your shoulders and going, oh, yeah, okay. I'll be fine over here with these folks. Breaking news, shocking news. The Los Angeles Lakers being sold to Mark Walter of Guggenheim Partners, the same folks who own the Los Angeles Dodgers. Our producer, Ryan Botcher, is in New York. I'm in Atlanta. Botcher, are you surprised that the Lakers are sold?
I'm surprised. I'm surprised it happened this early. I feel like Jeannie Buss would have held it for another, I don't know, I'd say like 5-10 years. Just, it came out of nowhere, and that's just the surprise for everybody, I guess.
Yeah, well, billionaire. I'm not surprised. I mean, when you've had, she has lived her entire life just amidst the Los Angeles Lakers and their success. She's had and owned and ran the franchise pretty much after fighting with her brother for the better part of a decade now. She's 63 years old. You think about the valuation of the team. I mean, hell, it's an even number. It's not like they sat around and haggled, apparently, over about, hey, no, 9, 8, no, 12, 15. No, give me 10 flat. Whatever attorney's fees have to come out of this, the other partners in there, yeah, she ain't walking away with the whole 10. But when you're 63 years old, and I think it's also something to be said that she's not an old crotchety man in the world of sports. This is not Mike Brown sitting around, I don't know, probably taking a nap right now at 90 years old saying, no, we need to charge our players water when they come to work. Or we need to charge our own players Gatorade because I pay them so much. Let them pay for their Gatorade. She's in Hollywood. She ain't trying to run the Los Angeles Lakers no more. Like, she did her job. The Lakers, well, God bless them, it happened in a bubble. They won a championship under her watch. The valuation has gone up under her watch as the valuations of all teams have. And I don't know. This is not one of these, no disrespect to someone like McCaskey. This isn't somebody who's inherited the team and had the team her whole life. And, you know, now she's 100. She's 63. She's trying to live her best life. It's called cashing out. She took that money. She's going to travel the world, mind her business, enjoy the Lakers. And she got paid. On to the next one. And I think the Lakers, man, they'll be in good hands. I'm not disputing that. I think the Los Angeles Lakers, they are in a solid spot. You live in that market, you're in a solid spot. You got the Clippers back there. You probably don't want the alternative. I don't care what Steve Ballmer is doing over there. The Lakers are the Lakers. They are a legacy franchise, one of the most successful franchises on planet Earth. Good for them. Good for their fans. And I can't wait to see what happens next. The only thing that might go awry is if LeBron James, just for whatever reason, is not on board with this. And I couldn't imagine why. Listen, man, you at the end of your career. If LeBron is going to take the approach of, oh, I don't know this guy. Or maybe I've passed through with this guy. I don't like him. Or maybe he absolutely loves him. I mean, that could be the only thing that changes any of the immediate fortunes for the Lakers. But at the same time, you got Luka. I don't think Luka Doncic, Mr. Eat and drink and smoke a little too much, maybe not this offseason. I don't think Luka cares, and that's a good spot. The Los Angeles Lakers now sold for the highest amount in sports history. Not NBA history, not NFL history, not history of the United States of America, not some team in Saudi Arabia, not a Premier League, no. The Los Angeles Lakers sold for a record $10 billion. Maybe Dr. Buss is somewhere happy and proud at his daughter cashing out. Must be nice. Send me some money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The Lakers are all about those titles, huh? Titles help garner them $10 billion. We got so much more to get into. Of course, last night, we had the Panthers, the Florida Panthers. They came through. They won a title, the Stanley Cup Championship. They knocked off Edmonton for the second year in a row. Everybody out in Baltimore, shout outs to my people in Baltimore. We all know that the Baltimore Ravens, man, they're trying to get their hands on that title. And they just picked up a cornerback who they hope can help get them there. Travis Kelce looking for another title. He's trying to tell everybody that he wasn't fat last year. That's not why they didn't work out. Caitlin Clark, it's like an episode of Star Wars. Apparently, Caitlin Clark struck back last night, not just at the opposition, but at her, the referees? Huh? Okay, we'll get into that. And speaking of teams being sold, this is kind of a paltry in comparison. The Tampa Bay Rays might get moved too. Yeah, not quite the Los Angeles Lakers. There's a lot of people dissing on the city of Memphis. We got a top six list talking about some of the best sports cities in the United States of America. We got a lot to get into. If you want to call me up, 888-710-4ISN. The number again, 888-710-4ISN. The Lakers have been sold for $10 billion. We'll talk about a team that just won a championship on the other side. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, the Lakers. Yeah, they last won a championship in the bubble. The Lakers, they're known for being champions. They got 17 of them. Why the hell not? But right now, we crowned some champions last night. The Florida Panthers got the job done in six games. They beat the Oilers again. Last night, they did it 5-1. By the way, they did it at home again to go ahead and win the Stanley Cup for the second consecutive year. What a world that we live in right now. 5-1. They went out there and smoked them. The Florida Panthers are your Stanley Cup champions. You want to know the guy who really helped get the job done? Sam Reinhart. 4 goals scored last night. You know what? This is the fourth goal. Let's take a listen. This is courtesy of Panthers Radio. Prepare yourselves for the excitement.
To Verhaeghe, now to Reinhart again, to the empty net. Does it have the distance? It does! 4 for Sam Reinhart. He scores to make it 5-0 Panthers. Another empty netter with 5:05 to play.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. That's rough. I mean, Boccia, we sat here last night and we thought about all the times that Edmonton has been able to strike back in the course of this series. Even last night, as I think we walked out of here, it might have been 3-0. And it was still like, hey, Edmonton has a chance and an opportunity with Connor McDavid and Draisaitl to put some goals up. But no, not last night.
It was depressing. They went out sad. It seems that in the last period, they just kind of gave up halfway through. It was not even worth it.
Yeah, you'd have to imagine and feel that maybe just a little bit. I mean, for Connor McDavid, the pain has to be double. Widely acknowledged as the best player in the game right now. Went last year, lost. Went this year, lost. Let's listen to a sad man. Let's just say Connor McDavid's not as excited as what you just heard from the broadcaster from the Panthers. Connor McDavid, this is what he had to say about the Oilers.
Still a lot of confidence and belief, you know. I don't think people thought we were going to make it this far. You know, we obviously believed. Came up just a bit short again.
Yeah. Yeah, just short again. What are you going to do at this point?
Score? Do something?
Well, not today. That's done.
No, I'm saying McDavid, no, he had, was it 3 games? He didn't score in the last couple?
Yeah, but he's done. He can't do nothing now. I'm talking about now. A series is over. He can't do nothing but go home and lick his wounds. I mean, that would have been nice before, about 24 hours ago, but here after the fact, nothing. There's no more scoring. Go home and score with his wife, but there's no more scoring here. Wayne Gretzky, he has a better idea of what comes next. This is what
they got
Gretzky.
Some questions they got to answer. I'm sure they will. Stan Bowman's won 3 Stanley Cups, and he's been to finals. He knows what he's doing. And listen, when you can build your team around 29 and 97, that's a pretty good start. But I think they have to say, okay, is this our goalie or not? They got to solidify that. You can't go into Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals and switch your goaltenders. That's very rare that it's ever happened.
Yeah, he's talking about Skinner. Zed, and they yoked him out the first time things started to look bad. And at that point, what does it matter? This was a high-scoring series. It's like 6 goals plus every single game, just about. Now the thought is, well, what do they do next? Like, what's up next for these Panthers? Like, what are they doing? They already won 2 championships out of 3. They got beat by the Golden Knights the first time. Just smacking up Edmonton in every which way and form and function here. Matthew Tkachuk, he said it very clearly on TNT last night. He says, yeah, you could call us a dynasty. We there.
It's unbelievable. Back-to-back, 2-time Stanley Cup champions, a dynasty. I mean, I'm so lucky to be on this team.
Dynasty, is that how we should remember the Florida Panthers?
Absolutely.
That's how you should remember that. Why not? What a world. You know what? Yeah, we listened to the Sam Reinhart's 4th goal. Let's listen to the final call. This is also Panthers radio. Let's see if they use the word dynasty.
Gus Forsling will hold it. The final set, 10 seconds. Down to the final 5 seconds. Rats rain down. Lord Stanley staying in South Florida. Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
This is the first time we've seen back-to-back champs since the Tampa Bay Lightning did it in 2020-2021. Kind of wild. Think about the Boston Bruins. They had their hands on another Panther in Brad Marchand. Boston thought that this dude was cooked. They thought that he was on a downswing. And here he is, a champ. If anybody was going to have doubters or people not believing him, it would be him. Listen to what he had to say.
Everybody wrote us off from starting playoffs. They had everybody beating us in every round. And we just had that fire. And we knew we had something special. It's incredible. It's incredible to be part of this group right now.
Ibatra, where do you think the Stanley Cup is this very minute, this very second?
I'm going to say in a random hotel room with a ton of alcoholic beverages.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where that one was going to go, but that might be appropriate. A hotel room, alcoholic beverage. Well,
they're local. They're home.
I was about to say, I was like, yeah, maybe if they were, you know what, even if they were in Edmonton. And first thing you do is get on that plane at, I guess, at 3:30 in the morning and just get the hell up on out of there. Apparently, the Panthers have already set up some of their parade plans. I guess at this point, all you do is wash, rinse, and repeat. They had a parade last year. What the hell is this? They're having the parade on Sunday at 12 o'clock. Am I missing something? Like, what is why? I get it. It's Boncha, do you know why the hell who has a parade at 12 o'clock on a Sunday?
Is it good weather? Maybe that's why. It's not a weekday, so you have more fans that can come out.
It's South Florida. It's going to rain 1 minute. It's going to be hot the next. I don't know.
The quicker the parade's done, the faster it is for these players to get back to their home countries and rest up.
Bruh, a Sunday parade?
That's not that bad.
Have you ever heard of a sports parade taking place on a Sunday?
No, but I feel like if this is a good turnout and it's nobody gets hurt and all that good stuff, maybe we'll see more of these.
That's kind of miserable. No, we won't. That's kind of miserable if you have to have a sports parade on a Sunday just to ensure that your own fans show up. Hey, what's going on? I got 2 choices. Instead of going to the club or gambling or going to the beach, my only option on Sunday is, well, I can either be drunk from the night before or I can decide to go to church or I can go to the parade. Now I go to church next week. I'll just go ahead and pick the parade.
You do all 3.
You're gonna
back to back.
You're gonna get drunk and then go to church and then go to the parade,
or you can just go church, parade, then drunk. But okay. Be responsible so you're home for work for Monday.
Okay. Well, I guess at 12 o'clock you got plenty of time to recuperate. I guess, right?
Yeah. See, it's all part of the plan that they came up with. It's not that bad of a time.
The Florida Panthers announced that they're going to hold their parade Sunday, June 22nd at noon. In Fort Lauderdale with a parade. And then they're going to have a rally. Wow. Okay. Good luck. Good luck to all the Florida Panthers. Good luck to all of their fans. Good luck to everybody trying to figure out their plans for Sunday. Congratulations to everybody. And, let's listen to somebody miserable and then maybe end on a high note. This is the goalie that Wayne Gretzky just basically said they figure out his life. This is Stuart Skinner on why they lost to the Stanley Cup champs.
I think it was just consistency. I think that was honestly it. They played a consistent game. They didn't change once through the whole series. I felt like our game was up and down a little bit here and there.
Yeah, well, he may not be around next year. He'll figure that part out. Hey, let's listen to a winner to end this segment up. Okay, we heard the loser. Let's listen to a winner, the guy who won the Conn Smythe. This was the MVP, Sam Bennett.
It's incredible. This was harder than the last time. It's we put in so much work. I'm just so proud of this group. There's honestly 25 MVPs on this team.
Oh, how sweet. How sweet. That's what MVPs say, right? MVPs always show love to the guys surrounding them. MVPs always, they have to acknowledge everybody else in the room. How sweet of him. As he is probably, a lot of them are probably waking up from a hangover. I saw what they were doing in that locker room, man. They had fancy outfits. They were drinking. I'm sure they didn't go to sleep until this morning. Some of them probably went out last night, if you get my drift. And some of them are probably, just about maybe waking up right about now. Congratulations to the Florida Panthers. And congratulations to everybody getting ready to hit up that that Sunday parade. Hey, Rich Ackerman, have you ever heard of a sports parade on a Sunday at noon?
Can't remember one.
Yeah, this is why the heck do you think they're doing that at that time?
You know, maybe because if they do it later in the day, it'll rain.
I'm just trying to figure out Sunday at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I need to look up. Botcher thinks maybe it's because of they got a better chance of attracting people in South Florida.
You would have thought they could do it Saturday.
Right? I mean, Wednesday? I've never heard of a professional sports team waiting this long to have a parade. I don't know if there's something big going down on Saturday. I don't know if – I have no idea. But you went on Tuesday. The parade is Sunday? Okay. I'm going to see when they did their parade last year and see if
school's
it checks
out. School's out already, too, so it's not because of that.
Yeah. Nobody has to play hooky, right? I'm going to look this one up. I want to see when they did their parade last year. Congratulations to the Florida Panthers picking up the Stanley Cup. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. Yeah, the Florida Panthers, they won. The Oilers, they lost. I'm going to give you an update on an NBA team that might be the next big loser here. I don't think they're going to win no championship, and it's because their star player is questionable with a calf issue. We're going to talk about Tyrese Halliburton on the other side of the break. We got Jair Alexander with a new deal, a new team, a new contract. We got a whole lot more to do. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network. Newsflash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think. Use your brain. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Using your brain is going to be very, very important. Tomorrow night, the Indiana Pacers, they got their backs up against the wall. Their season could come to an end. We just talked about the Florida Panthers beating the Edmonton Oilers to win their second consecutive Stanley Cup last night. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, they may win their first championship tomorrow in Indianapolis. We saw what they did in the last game. Two nights ago, they beat the Pacers 120-109. Jalen Williams lit it up with a career-high 40 points. And Tyrese Halliburton running around with a bum leg, a bum calf, a calf strain, whatever the hell it is, he only could muster 4 measly points. And I don't say measly as an insult. The guy couldn't run. I mean, if you can't, you're a basketball player. Man, you got to run, you got to jump, you got to cut. I mean, the Pacers, they run up and down the court at a ridiculous pace. And so if this man can't move, what good is he? And only have 4 points? What a shock. None at all. And so it's been reported that he was going to get an MRI. And no, we don't know the results. And now he's questionable for game 6 and elimination game. I would be surprised if he's not out there. Even if Tyrese Halliburton is nothing but a gigantic decoy, I'd be surprised if he was not on that basketball court saying, I tried, but I can't do it. And I guess at that point, then we wait on T.J. McConnell to go out there and have the game of his life. Halliburton is questionable. And so what does this mean for the Pacers? Well, it means that they're probably cooked one way or the other. It really doesn't matter how you split it. Take a listen to Halliburton. He says if there's a choice between playing or not playing, well, this is what he said.
I have a lot of trust in our medical staff. I have a lot of trust in our organization to make the right decision. I think there's been many situations through the course of my career where they've trusted me on my body. I'm questionable from time to time throughout the course of the season, and they trust me to make the right decision on my body when the power is in my hands. And, you know, I'm going to try my best to do that. But, I mean, you understand, I want to be out there, and, you know, that's the plan.
It goes without saying maybe, but if this was regular season, would you even think about playing? And does it feel like something that would keep you out for a week or 2 weeks?
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, that would probably be the case. But we're not in the regular season, so it is what it is.
Yeah, they got two games left maximum. Minimum, they got one game. Maximum, at least from the Pacers' perspective, they're hoping for two more. They want to go back to Oklahoma City. Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Indiana Pacers, he was on 107.5 The Fan earlier today up in Indy, and he has some thoughts as well. This is what he had to say. This was his update on Halliburton's calf.
He is going to be carefully evaluated over the next 36 hours and will likely be listed as questionable on the injury report and probably will be a game time decision for game six.
Yeah, there we have. He's going to play. Botcher, do you think there's any doubt that that man won't be out there on the court?
I have no doubt that he'll be on the court. It's just I'm afraid for a worse injury. Because you saw it with Tatum, saw it with Durant, you mentioned earlier, it's connected to the Achilles, and I don't want him to get even more hurt, and I'm not wishing it on him. It's just not the smartest thing to do where he is right now.
Yeah, he's going to babysit this bad boy. We saw him go down in the last game. He goes to the back. He's warming it up. He can barely put his full weight on it because of the pain or the soreness. We don't know really what the deal is. Is it strain? I don't know. But the Pacers, I think all things considered, the Pacers are doing the right thing, at least publicly. Like, we all saw that he's hurt. We know that. We know that he's hampered. We can see. And that he's not at 100%. He's not the same player. I think we all know that. But there comes a point in time where a guy like him is still a threat. And granted, he has to get to the end of the game to be the ultimate threat. We've seen him knock down probably some of the biggest shots multiple times of the entire postseason. We know what he's capable of going out there and doing. But it's the art of deception. Is he? Is he not? Will he? Will he not? Will he play? Like, that's the big thing. And if you are the Oklahoma City Thunder, you have to approach the game just flat and period like he is going to play. And if he's not, then you just got to beat up on T.J. McConnell. That's just the nature of it. You talk about smart. Tyrese Halliburton, he has to be smart. This is June. Tomorrow's game will take place June 19th. The NBA season is going to start back up in the middle of October. Tyrese Halliburton goes the wrong damn way. Instead of thinking about next season, he might be having a rehab. And who wants to do that? I mean, he did have a little bit of a vacation last year with Team USA Basketball. He barely saw the bench next to, got off the bench with Mr. Tatum there. But Tyrese Halliburton, he talked about how he would have to react with the calf, because obviously you're not trying to end up ripping his leg apart. Listen.
I think I have to be as smart as I want to be. I have to understand the risks, ask the right questions. But I'm a competitor. I want to play. I'm going to do everything in my power to play. And that's just what it is. But, I mean, I think the answer to that is dependent on who you ask.
Yeah, I think all things considered, this man is thinking about a championship. Yes, well, and why the hell not? He may never, let's realistically, he may never get to this spot again. Tyrese Halliburton is already taken care of financially. The man is in the midst of a 5-year, $244 million contract. He signed this contract 2 years ago. He's fine with the cash. He's not out there saying, oh, my God, if I play and I get ripped up, then I won't see my money. He don't got to worry about that. Tyrese Halliburton is getting paid. And we've seen the parity in the NBA over the past several seasons. Ain't no guarantees you getting back. And yeah, you play in the East, and yeah, who knows what's going to happen with the Knicks or the Celtics, or the Bucks are certainly a different team. Miami is going to be trying some different things or trying to add some pieces. Well, no sure thing. And so if you are the Indiana Pacers, you might have a good chance, probably, of going on some runs. We don't know what Philadelphia is going to do. Maybe one day everybody on that team will magically be healthy. I doubt it. But there's no guarantees. Giannis won himself a championship, and there were rumors about him moving on. Maybe, will he, won't he? We don't know. The New York Knicks just went as far as they've ever gone in 25 years. Eliminated by the Pacers. They just fired their coach. God only knows what they're going to do. The Boston Celtics have a new owner. They got a bunch of star players with injuries. Who knows where they move? And so you could be here today having success, a championship or not, and things could just change in the blink of an eye. Halliburton is going to attempt to play. He's going to try to be heroic. And even if he has to go out there for 5 minutes and just call off the dogs and just go, hey, I can't do it. I'm out. And so be it. He gave it his old college try. Nobody wants to see anybody going down. Good luck tomorrow to Tyrese Halliburton, regardless of what the hell is going on with his leg. I'm sure we're going to know the real severity once the NBA Finals concludes. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of health, you know it's a real offseason, or an NFL offseason, when Travis Kelce is still in the mix. And no, as far as I know, he's not hosting television shows and talk shows and game shows. He's all around town with his girlfriend. I saw Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift sitting at the Florida Panthers game the other night. Travis Kelce, unfortunately, him and the Kansas City Chiefs, they did not just win a championship like the Panthers did. They lost. They got smoked in the Super Bowl. And Travis Kelce probably had the worst year of his career, even though he had 97 catches, 823 yards, but only 3 touchdowns. For him, that stinks. Travis Kelce is going to be 36 years old at the end of the year. There have been a lot of conversations as to whether or not Travis Kelce is dedicated to the game the same way, or he's spending too much time chasing his girlfriend in the offseason while she tours the entire world, and too much partying, too much eating, too much paparazzi. And so there was a report that Travis Kelce looks slimmer, which he does. And last year, he looked heavier, and that's not a debate. But what is to be debated is how much weight he lost. There was a report that Travis Kelce lost 25 pounds. I looked at that and said, I don't know if he lost that much weight. Is he a basketball player now? But Travis Kelce, he was sitting around. I believe this is the New Heights podcast. This is a press conference. This is mini camp, Botcher?
Yeah, it's from today.
He's sitting around at camp today, and he's debating, telling everybody, man, I ain't losing no 25 lbs. Listen to this.
First of all, I never said that.
No.
Don't believe all you read on the internet, guys. All right. Never told anybody. I'm down some weight. Yeah, from the end of the season last year. But each year is different, man. You gotta rebuild it. And this year, got some time to really focus on some form running and some things early on in the off season that I just didn't have time for last year. And certainly feeling good, and I think it'll pay off, man.
He's going to be 36 years old. You damn right he needs to be out there running. And also, good, he needs to lose weight. I get it. Not everybody is going to be a modern-day Tony Gonzalez. I mean, damn, Tony Gonzalez was like, hey, I'm a basketball player, fitness freak, and a football player. Get with it. But if Travis Kelce wants to continue adding on to these ridiculous numbers, 1,000 yards and multiple touchdowns, he's on a downward a spiral the past couple seasons, okay? 984 yards? Close, not close enough. 823 yards last year? Certainly now getting further away from 1,000. And in the touchdowns, going from 5 to 3? Yeah, not where you want to be, especially thinking about last year with no Rashee Rice. And so Travis Kelce, maybe there was more attention paid to him and less productivity Everybody has to adjust as they get older. And damn it, I don't care if you're playing football or you just living life. You get older, you want to live and be healthy? There's quite a few things that probably need to change for the better. Hey, good luck to Travis Kelce. I want to see the guy bounce back. I like watching modern marvels of the world. I mean, we're in a new era of sports. Are we going to have more players playing forever? Not just quarterbacks and LeBron James and Chris Paul. Let's see more dudes pushing it into their 40s. It'll give hope to the rest of us, the ones of us who are also old, but also, well, not professional athletes. Go further, Kelce. Go further. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, trying to win another championship. You know, when we come back from break, speaking of championships, let's talk about another NFL team. They can't even beat the Chiefs, but apparently now they got some help. We're going to talk about the Baltimore Ravens in their latest edition. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.